Ezekiel Ride narrowed his eyelids and peered down. In the poor light, he could just make out the shape of a human body sprawled lifelessly across the pile of coal. "This will annoy my father-in-law," said Colbeck with amusement.
"It annoys me, sir," complained Leeming.
"Because he works for a rival company. He hates it when we travel on the Great Western Railway. He loathes Brunel.
I loathe anyone who builds railways."
"But they've been such a boon to us, Victor," argued Colbeck. "Even you must admit that. Look at this latest case."
News of the murder was sent to us by telegraph as soon as the body was discovered. The station is over 50 miles from London. Think how long it would take us by stagecoach. The train will get us there in a fraction of the time."
"That doesn't mean I have to enjoy the journey, sir."
Leeming folded his arms and looked disconsolately out of the window. He had a rooted objection to rail travel. When they arrived at their destination, however, he would forget the discomfort and throw himself into the investigation with alacrity. For that reason, Colbeck did not try to reconcile him to a railway system that had revolutionized the lives of the whole nation. Instead, he speculated on the nature of